Time to find out what's doing around the Muswellbrook Shire Council area with Mayor Martin Rush. Martin, how are you this morning, mate?
I'm well. How are you this morning?
Very well. Thank you. Always good to catch up with you. There's some movement on the bus shelters.
There is two new bus shelters as a result of a government grant announced Friday. The first one will be outside the front of the Brook Medical Centre and the second one at
just
the
down here.
Place. Just right out the front of the studio, which I'm sure the community will be very pleased about.
Yeah.
Only two of around 12 that will be delivered over the next 3 years, but it's great to kick it off with a small grant, $48,000, not that small, and that would allow us to construct the first two. It is a new design, and I think once they're rolled out across the local government area, it'll be much better for bus commuters. So great little outcome there.
Excellent. Now, what's happening with the flying foxes?
Feed trees are a problem, particularly if they introduce species in the local community. We know that as a result of land clearing from both open cut mining but also farming over a number of years, flying fox have moved into urban centres, particularly in the Hunter, but right across rural New South Wales. We want to long-term recreate their habitat, and we're doing a lot of good work in that space, particularly with the mining industry, to recreate that habitat. But in the shorter term, we do need to try and get them out of the urban areas where they are conflicting with particularly residential land uses, but also commercial land uses. We've won a small grant, and if you have a flying fox feed tree, and I'm particularly talking about coccus palms or broadleaf privet here, if you have that in your backyard and close by and the flying fox are feeding in them, then you can apply to council, we'll remove the tree and replace it with a non-feed tree.
Good.
Native species. So please, if you are along Muswell Creek particularly or the Hunter River, particularly if it's a residential or commercial property there and you want those trees removed so that you don't have the flying fox problem, now is the time to apply to council.
Excellent idea. I just want to get rid of all coccus palms anyway, especially in rural areas because they just don't fit in my humble opinion. And we've got Australia Day. The nominations are still open.
6th of December, I think it was. So please do get your nomination in if you know someone in the community who's right to be recognised. 6th December is that critical date for nominations.
All right. And just yesterday on the show, I was talking about the late Max Waters. I was privileged enough to represent the radio station at his funeral at the beginning of the year, and now something really nice is coming about.
Council wants to make a permanent tribute. An extraordinarily generous human being, one of our treasures in this community, bequeathed essentially his art collection, conservatively valued at around $5 million, to the Muswellbrook community forever. It's housed as part of the permanent collection at the gallery. This is a tribute. It'll be a permanent tribute. And if you are a budding artist or an artist and you would like to express an interest in constructing that, then please do get the information package from the council website, download it and complete that. You'll need to have it in by the 30th of November, 5 p.m. on that date to be considered. And obviously we're looking at your capacity to be able to deliver this what we hope will be an iconic and permanent and fitting tribute to Max Waters OAM.
I'm just in my mind's eye, I'm seeing a sculpture of some kind out the front representing Max. That's in my opinion. I'm sure others will see differently.
I think every artist will have a view, but
the joy of art, isn't it?
It is the joy of art, and of course we wanted this tribute to be a piece of art for all those reasons. It will be out in the front of the gallery where his permanent collection is accommodated, and we really are looking for a out-of-the-box piece of art, piece of sculpture.
All right, and just on that, you can go to the gallery on a Sunday.
Saturday. And it is now back open on Saturday as part of increasing our services in line with state government post-COVID planning. So it's now again open on Saturday, and of course the cafe there will also now be open on Saturday to suit. So if you do enjoy art or you want to see the latest exhibition, which only opened last week, then a great opportunity.
Excellent work. Martin Rush, as always, thank you very much for telling us what's doing around the district.
Thanks for having me.